Anyways, the reason I bring it up is because the state is like Tammany Hall back in New York's heyday. Was it New York or was it Chicago? I want to say it was New York. Tammany Hall, where the whole thing was incredibly corrupt. All you got to do is look at the fact that the illegal aliens are pouring over the border, and when Trump says he wants to stop it, people are like, oh, that's racism. Not that it doesn't make sense, but that is racism. Previous offices, Lieutenant Governor of California. Look at that. I was right. Mayor of San Francisco. You see that, ladies and gents? I know what I'm talking about. I know, right? Crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and don't worry, I'll get my camera fixed in no time, but let me tell you something. Today's show is going to probably trigger a lot of people. I know some of you are uninterested in politics altogether, and I can totally understand why, considering that it's a dog and pony show to a very large extent, because at the end of the day, it doesn't necessarily matter what the people say, it matters what the delegates say, it matters what the people in big tech, big pharma, big ag, etc., where all the money goes, but we'll get all that stuff. But the main question of the day that I want you to really ponder, my friends, is this. Should you vote for Trump? Now you might say, Austin, why are we focusing on Trump? I'll tell you why we're focusing on Trump. Because not since Ronald Reagan have we seen a man actively trying to get assassinated. A guy like Trump is literally getting fired at by all sides. Not just figuratively now, not just rhetoric, not rubber bullets, actual ones flying at this man. Literally taking one for the team. And so I'll ask you, even if you're politically uninterested and you probably want to turn the show off because you don't care, you're like, man, the whole thing's a giant fix, a giant con job. Look, I don't blame you. Really don't. Reason being, because the whole system is designed by big money for big money. This is true. Which is one of the reasons why a lot of people hate Trump. The reason we're going to focus on him is not because I think he's a messiah. I don't. He's a man. He's not some demigod. He's not a god. He's just a man. That being said, let's look at the opposition. We got Kamala Harris, who, believe it or not, I actually grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. And so she's a pretty known quality to me. I know who she is. I grew up around her. Not physically, but in the area in which she was DA. Before that, she was just some nobody before she found Willie's Willie, at which point she then suddenly became DA. And, you know, I would recommend you look into her past, because I know it. I recommend you do your own research, because some of you are probably not going to believe me if I use names, if I show you what it is we're talking about. But you know what? You're probably not going to want to believe me, and I don't blame you. I really don't. Reason being, people's minds are largely made up. And to a large extent, people don't want to hear what we're talking about. They want to hear that she... Like, look. Oh, hold on a second. My camera's not working, but I'll show you my my screen on my desktop. Let's look at this. Let me share the screen. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Hold on. You're going to have to bear with me on that one. But look at this real quick. Look. Look. Only good things. Look at it. Look at this. Deadlocked. Imagine having an entire machine at your back and you're deadlocked. How wild is that? How unbelievably wild is that? Stronger debate. She actually didn't do that bad. In all honesty, she really didn't do as bad as I thought she was gonna do. Despite the fact that she had everything going for her. So, you know, there's that aspect too. I cannot get past this whole thing of elect me and I'll fix all the problems and it's gonna be great, blah blah blah. Meanwhile, what has she been doing? She could do it right now. She's vice president of the United States right now. And yet she has the nerve to pretend like she needs to be elected to the presidency to change things. Ma'am, you're already in the Oval, you're already in the White House, in the West Wing. And you want to sit here and tell us, the people, that you need to be elected for you to change anything? My friends, the reason I'm telling you, or asking the question, I'm not telling you to do anything. I hate it when people tell me what to do, frankly. But when I ask you, should you vote for Trump? I mean, you know what? I looked up Kamala Harris on Google, the Oracle of our time. Not Oracle the company, but as in everybody looks to, like the Oracle of Delphi, they look to Google for answers and prophecies about everything on Earth. So you know what? I'm going to look up Donald Trump on the on Google and let's see what comes up first. Let's see what he... hold on. Alright, let's see here. Bunch of pictures... age. Oh boy, look at this. 45th president, his website, polls. Honestly, I thought there'd be more things about him being a quote-unquote convicted felon, despite the fact that, in my opinion, the whole thing was a giant sham. Anybody who doesn't know who Steven Crowder is, the Ladder with Crowder team, shout out to them. They do undercover stuff. And if you haven't listened to them, I go to Rumble and watch them. Rumble's going to be your best bet for watching them. They're not paying me to bring them up. But they brought up a DOJ investigation on how the whole thing was, according to a insider, in a gigantic fraud. And it was censored by big tech. It was censored by all these entities that don't want you to hear what we're talking. They don't want you to hear what we're talking about. No, they don't. They want you to think Trump's a Nazi, Trump's no good, Trump's going to destroy the world, but in fact, it's just not true. Why is Gavin Newsom trending? Let's go down this rabbit hole real quick. California's minimum wage increase. Oh, would be a job killer. Oh, no kidding. And then he says, guess what? The opposite happened. Oh, I can't stand this lying creep. I can't stand him. He's such a gigantic fraud.
Oh my God!
What do you mean it's a... what do you... oh my God. Does anybody know that Gavin Newsom, Mr. Sacred, Mr. Movie Star, is related to Nancy Pelosi? Oh, did you not know that? Oh yeah! Yeah, he's related to Nancy Pelosi, the queen of hearts in my estimation. Y'all ever seen the old movie? Alice in Wonderland? Yeah, his auntie is the Queen of Hearts. He's 56? Holy crap, I thought he was like 40. Huh, that's funny. Before he was governor of California, he was mayor of... anyone want to take a guess? Anyone? Anyone? San Francisco, that's correct. He was mayor of San Francisco. And his nickname was Any Twosome Newsome because he was so in favor of gay marriage, which is so antiquated by today's terms. I feel bad for a lot of gay people, actually. Now that I'm thinking about it, we'll go down this rabbit hole for 2 minutes. Why? Because it's my show. Why the hell not? And because it's a stream of consciousness show. This is like, if you were sitting here and my camera was working, it'd be like we're having a conversation about this whole thing. Anyways, the reason I bring it up, it's because the state is like Tammany Hall back in New York's heyday. Was it New York or was it Chicago? I want to say it was New York. Tammany Hall, where the whole thing was incredibly corrupt. All you got to do is look at the fact that the illegal aliens are pouring over the border. And when Trump says he wants to stop it, people are like, oh, that's racism. Not that it doesn't make sense, but that is racism. Previous offices, Lieutenant Governor of California. Look at that. I was right. Mayor of San Francisco. You see that, ladies and gents? I know what I'm talking about. I know, right? Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Believe it or not, I actually know what I'm talking about. Okay. Oh God, is there anything else I want to actually? Oh, I don't want to go down the Joe Biden rabbit hole today. He's not even a real end. The dude's a complete. He's 6'3". I didn't know that. Gas prices in California. Oh, don't get me started on gas prices in California. Gas prices in California are a complete disaster, and the reason being because in California they have extra restrictions, extra loopholes from which to jump through that they don't have in other states, and that's why it's so much more expensive. And that's one of the reasons why people hate Trump, is because he was energy. We were energy independent under Trump, and now we are not. Reason being because a lot of people's best friends, Joe Biden, decided to go over and kiss the ring of the Prince of Saudi Arabia, the King of Saudi Arabia, and say, you know what, we're gonna just pump more oil and we'll buy it, despite the fact we don't need to do it, despite the fact that nuclear energy is a great, great source of of clean energy, not just energy. As a guy who worked with nuclear weapons in the US Air Force, I can personally tell you we need more nuclear assets in this country. We really do, both for energy and both for defense, in my opinion. Anyways, you don't believe me? Go look over in China and look at the fact that they're building more silos as we're trying to fill ours in. But hey, we don't, politics doesn't matter, right? Not important, right? So my friends, this is why I'm talking about this today. This is why we are having a conversation about this today. Not because I want you to beat you over the head with, oh, believe what I believe. No. I'm trying to give you a perspective because this is, we are surrounded by propaganda, lies, distortions, and bullcrap every which way to Sunday. Look, you want me to show you, hold on a second, hold on a second. Let me go to the main page of Google, give me 1 second, and we'll just look up news. You know what? Instead of telling you, let's show. I like to show, not tell. Let's do this. Na-na-na-na, and bada-bing, bada-boom, let's look it up. Let's look at it. News today. You see the headline on here in Google that I typed in? Let's see what they got. In the words of the giant head from Rick and Morty, show me what you got. I want to see what you've got. Well, here it is. Let's see. NBC says, oh God, did you guys see this? This was some hilarious crap. Y'all see the Israel blowing up the pagers and the walkie-talkies? Y'all ever seen that? It was like some Acme crap between a wild coyote and the Roadrunner type stuff, where they put a pager and the pager would just blow up. It's on video. It's so funny to watch. And the only reason it's funny is because it's Hezbollah terrorists that are getting blown up. Not super graphic, by the way. It's not like they're showing them getting blown in half or something. No, it's not like that. But literally, it's like the Acme stuff from the Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. Literally, is what these pagers and walkie-talkies were. If you look up the videos, which I would show them, but I probably would get banned off of YouTube for showing them to you, even though they're not graphic. But yeah, that's what NBC News is talking about. What was their headline? Let's look at the headline. What might happen next? As if, oh, it shouldn't happen again. What do you mean? We're trying to get rid of terrorists, you schmucks. We don't want terrorists. Israel launches strikes on Hezbollah in wake of device explosions. I don't understand why people are hating on Israel so much for this. I understand that a lot of the world, they don't like Jews, they don't like Israel because they're a lot of them learn from the amazing individuals from the 1930s, the socialists in Germany in the 1930s, who were horrible, disgusting individuals. They learned from them that apparently, if you can just blame the Jew for everything, that everything in your life will be fixed. But apparently, it didn't work for them, but apparently, they think it'll work for them. Let's keep going down the list of stuff. Man charged for threatening to torture and delete Supreme Court justices. Who wants to bet the guy that or gal who the guy who did this was not a registered Republican? Alaska man. I love how they put the Alaska as if to imply that he's a Republican. I highly doubt it. Sounds like the typical Democrat to me. Because if it was a guy who looked like, oh, I don't know, Timothy McVeigh, they would put his picture up and say, a white male who was a Christian, who went to this church, who went to this university, who was and everything. They'd be putting it up everywhere. But the fact that they're not doing that shows you that it's not that, most likely. He's 76. Faces 22 federal charges. See, this is the kind of propaganda I'm talking about. They're not telling you who did it. They're not going into detail about it. They're just giving you what they think you need. This is the problem, guys. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Teamster leader... Oh, God. I don't want to talk about that. CIA officer gets 30 years for drugs and other crimes. No, I don't want to click on CNN. I don't want them giving me more propaganda than I already have in my life. Thanks. Everywhere I turn, I feel like I'm being surrounded by it. It just being completely encumbered by it. It's disgusting. Let's see here. What else we got? We're talking about RVs. Awesome. As if we're not... Why is there not one thing about Trump almost getting assassinated like 2 days ago? Why is that nowhere to be found in the news? If it was Kamala Harris, they'd be talking about it every day from now to, like, forever. That's it? See what I'm talking about? Look. Walls and Vance. Look at this. I'm showing you what's on the news feeds. Not one word about stuff that's actually important. Feds cut rates. Oh, I'm sure they'll tout that even though they're the ones that caused it. Wow, congratulations. You're fixing a problem you created. Wow, great, great leadership. Harris leading Trump. Nate Silver. Nate Silver was the guy who said that Hillary Clinton was going to beat Trump. Look how that went. Who cares what Nate Silver has to say? He's a schmuck. A putz. Nobody. What's this now? Stock market news. S&P 500 was up 2%. Great, I made a nickel today, guys. Wish me... Tell me, good job, Austin. You made a nickel today in the stock market. Oh, my God. Look. What is... Let's go to the next page. What else we got? Kentucky Highway... What is this? This is what's news. Donald Trump said he will not sell his Truth Social stock. Oh, did you guys hear about the guy right before Trump almost got assassinated? The first time, not second. Somebody, and I won't say who, you can look it up for yourself because they'd probably sue me. Just look up and do your own research about who shorted the Truth Social stock big time right before Trump got shot, thinking he was going to get deleted. Because the Truth Social would tank if Trump, God forbid, took a dirt nap and met the Reaper. He bought the farm, so to speak. Look at the who shorted this Truth Social stock right before Trump got shot, and you'll see a little more behind the curtain than what people will tell you. But again, you don't hear a news story about it unless you look at alternative or independent sources like I do, because guess what? They don't want you to look into that. Just like you think that the two attempts that have already been happening are just lone wolves. Meanwhile, the second guy, you have barely heard anything about him, probably, because he was a huge Democrat. Oh, yeah, they make it seem like he's a Republican when he literally had a Biden-Harris sticker, was in Ukraine trying to get everybody from around the world to fight against Russia, and saying that Trump was a threat to democracy on X before... for years, on Twitter and X for years. What else we got here? Mortgage and finance rates. God, so over it. I know it's bad. Sheriff posted mugshot of 11-year-old charged in fake school attack. Oh, gosh. People want to say it's about guns. It's not. It's about drugs. How else do you explain that 50 years ago they had rifle teams in this country in every high school in America and nobody was getting shot? Answer, because they didn't have Ritalin and SSRIs that are now affecting growing boys and girls in schools. Then you add to the fact that whenever something like this happens, people get their manifestos get published or hidden, depending if they're transgender and they get hidden, and they become famous overnight. My friends, this is why I think we need to have this conversation about whether or not you should vote for Trump. Not because we're talking just about Trump, but because we need to cut through the garbage and the bullshit, and we need to have a conversation about what it is that you're consuming news-wise in this election cycle, and how you will frame what is to come. Because the Democrat media machine is going to keep pumping you full of lies, propaganda, and half-truths that are spun every which way to Sunday, except tilted towards the truth. And it is your responsibility, just as it is mine, to get a balanced perspective so that then we can make the most educated and prudent decisions for ourselves. My friends, I encourage you to do what I do, which is consume all kinds of different right, left, and center news sources so that you know what's going on and what's to come. Take care. Let me know in the comments what you think. I'd love to hear it. This is a very polarizing issue for a lot of people, so if you want to vent, you want to talk, I welcome you to do so. Till next time, I look forward to seeing you again. Take care. I'm out of here. Peace.